Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents A Bride of Convenience by Jodie Headland, narrated by Esther Wayne. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the Church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 20 to 21. 1. Vancouver Island, January the 12th, 1863.
I ain't going to make it, Zoe. Don't say such nonsense.
Zoe Hart clutched her friend's hand tighter, as if by doing so she could keep Jane from leaving her. The beginning of a cough slipped from Jane's lips, and the young woman cupped a rag over her mouth. While Jane might be able to muffle the deep hack, there was no hiding the bright crimson that seeped through the linen. Zoe wound an arm behind her friend, holding her up, trying to ignore the outline of bony ribs. Not that Jane needed her support, since she was strong enough. It was just that staying on their feet was difficult, against the rocking of the steamship in the choppy water surrounding Vancouver Island.
"Once we get to land, you'll be much better,"
Zoe said loudly enough for Dr. Ash to hear from where he stood across the deck.
"You're needing solid ground again, is all."
Scratching at his long grey beard, the ship's surgeon was speaking in low, almost urgent tones to the HMS Grappler's commander, Captain Verney, and gave no indication he'd heard.